On today's show, car sales fell last month in the American market, but maybe not as badly as most are reporting. And despite all of its diesel scandal problems, Volkswagen just posted a massive increase in profits, and General Motors explains how it's going to turn a profit with electric cars. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. New vehicle sales in the U.S. market fell for the fourth month in a row and even came in below analyst expectations. Automakers sold 1.41 million vehicles versus 1.48 million last year. The SAR only reached 16.8 million versus 17.3 million a year ago. There was one less selling day in April this year, but even adjusting for that difference, sales were down 1.2%. The analysts at Ward's Auto point out that Easter fell in April this year. Last year, Easter was in March, and people typically don't do a whole lot of car shopping on the Easter weekend, so that may explain some of the weakness. But despite a tough market, eight automakers saw their sales go up. Jaguar Land Rover had a blowout month, with sales surging nearly 40%. Volvo shot up nearly 20%. Audi posted a strong 9% gain, with Subaru up 8%. Volkswagen continued its recovery with a 5% improvement, with Hyundai not too far off from that. Nissan was the only major automaker to post a gain based on a daily selling rate basis. Now comes the ugly part, because every other automaker saw its sales go down. The top five losers include Mitsubishi, which dropped 10%. The luxury side of the business showed real weakness, with BMW down 9% and Daimler down 5%. Mazda saw its sales fall 4%, while Ford was down 3.7%. The weakness in passenger car sales continued unabated. They were down 11% and only accounted for 38% of the market. Sales of light trucks were flat, and that's a strong signal that the weakness in the market is not just about declining passenger cars. So what does this mean for you? It means there's going to be some great deals out there as automakers try to entice more buyers into their showrooms. Still to come, a supplier company develops a plastic that can stand over 400 degrees Fahrenheit. And it's all about all those turbochargers going into cars.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Even though Volkswagen is still dealing with lawsuits over its diesel scandal, the company's financials are surprisingly strong. The VW Group sold 2.61 million vehicles globally in the first quarter, which is up 1.3%. That pushed total revenue to 56 billion euros, a gain of 10%. Its operating profit shot up 27% to 4.4 billion euros, and its net profit soared 44% to 3.4 billion euros. And VW expects the good times to continue to roll this year, estimating that its sales revenue will grow 4% compared to 2016. And in other VW news, the company is in talks with ExxonMobil and Gazprom to promote the use of natural gas. Reuters reports that CEO Matthias Müller said in an interview on an Austrian radio that, quote, "We are now really trying to think out of the box and find solutions that can be helpful at least in this transition period of 10 to 20 years. The company is turning to EVs and other technologies to reduce its CO2 footprint." Chemical company BASF believes that by 2020, 70% of all light vehicles will use turbocharged engines. One side effect of this will be increased underhood temperatures, which will require heat-resistant plastics. So it's just introduced a new thermoplastic product called Ultra Mid Endure that's able to handle a constant 220 degrees Celsius, or about 430 degrees Fahrenheit. The new polymer is making its debut on the Alfa Romeo Giulia, and it's so robust that FCA is using it on the hot side of its turbocharger for the 2-liter engine. It's also used on the air intake manifold. If you work in the industry and are looking for a heat-resistant plastic, UltraMid Endure could be it. Thermoplastics also tend to be less expensive to produce because they can be formed with many different processes, and they're easier to recycle because they can be melted back down and reused. And coming up next, GM is cutting off tours at the Corvette plant, and we wonder if it's got anything to do with a mid-engine vet.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
So far, there's not a single automaker making money selling EVs, but that could soon change. On an upcoming episode of Autoline This Week, we're joined by Dan Nicholson, GM's VP of Propulsion Systems, and he believes EVs could be profitable soon in an emerging market.
I think it'll happen first in autonomous shared. I think it'll happen in different places around the globe. China's really bullish right now and on electric vehicles, so that's going to be an important market. Europe is doing some interesting things, especially in countries like Norway. I think it'll happen here in the United States of America with autonomous shared because there's a lot of innovation going there, and General Motors intends to be a leader in that space.
You know, Dan Nicholson's got a lot to talk about in that show, everything from diesels to electrics. And you'll be able to catch it on May 18th. If you've ever wanted to tour the Chevy Corvette plant, you better get there soon. Tours will be suspended for the next 18 months starting on June 16th, but no official reason was given. That's led some to speculate that the company could be getting ready for the new C7 Corvette ZR1 that's been spied at the Nürburgring. But a year and a half is an awfully long time to retool a plant. So others believe Chevy may be making room for the long-rumored mid-engine Corvette. Last year, the Detroit News reported GM will unveil the mid-engine Vette early next year and start building it the following year. So this plant tour suspension definitely falls into that timeline. And hey, be sure to join us for Autoline After Hours tomorrow. Seth Miersma from Motor One, Lindsay Brook from SAE, and Chester Dawson from The Wall Street Journal will be joining John to share their opinions and insights on what's happening right now in the automotive industry. But with that, we wrap up today's show. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.